situation and why,
yeah,
you know, that is because
so why are we not spiritual, why are we not born with spiritual consciousness, why are,
yeah,
the higher realities not accessible to us?
Yeah,
yeah. See, every device comes with a purpose. So for example, if I have a mobile now, it's primarily for phoning, I can send short messages. If I decide to type my next book on the mobile, it's possible, but it's much more difficult. The mobile is not meant for typing a book. So like that, this world also has a purpose. And the purpose of the world can be summarized in two words: there's experimentation and redirection. Experimentation means that we are souls, we are conscious beings, we are parts of God. But we have our own conceptions of what will make us happy. And once we understand that we are spiritual beings, we also understand that we are on a multi-lifetime journey. Now, our life did not begin with birth. The soul itself is eternal. So before this life, we existed in some other body previously. And actually this is why all of us have different starting points. Some people are born wealthy, some people are born poor, some people are born with phenomenal intelligence, some people are born with mediocre memory, some people are born good looking, some people are born with average looks, whatever. All these differences in starting points, they come because we are at different stages of evolution based on our previous lives. So now our previous life determines our present life starting point. It doesn't determine everything in our life. So let me complete this, and if you have any further questions, we can talk. So now, depending on the way we have lived in our previous lives, in this life we have certain conceptions of happiness. And of course our conceptions are also shaped by how we are brought up, what culture we are brought up in. But even people who are brought up in the same culture, they have different personalities. So it's a combination of the factors that we have carried over from our previous life and the things that have shaped us in this life. So if a person has lived very materialistically in their previous lives, then their definition of happiness also is materialistic. And then they are largely blind to spiritual reality. If some people have already evolved somewhat in their spiritual lives, in spirituality in their previous lives, then they are born with a lot of interest in spirituality. And the interest which they have, other people just can't make sense. What is there to think about all this? But they ask, you know, how can you not think about these things? You know, what is the nature, purpose of life? What is the ultimate goal of life? These sort of questions, some people can't avoid thinking about them, and some people just can't think of them. So that's because different people have different levels of spiritual evolution. So now, why we are at a particular point? That depends on territory we have covered in the previous lives, how we have lived. Say, for example, some people may be born in a very very pious or spiritual family. But say you might also seen some students come to America and then here there is so much materialism available. They may just forget or reject their culture and they may get totally materialistic. That also happens sometimes. So just like we can make choices, we shape our consciousness in this life. Like that we have made choices in our previous life also, which shape our consciousness now. So when a multiple choice exam is there, you know, the teacher gives say 5 options. Now 4 of those options are not right. But the teacher is not responsible for the student. The student clicks the wrong option and fails the exam. The teacher is given knowledge about which is the right option to choose. And the student studied and internalized that knowledge, the student will be able to choose the right option. The purpose of the multiple choices is to not fail the student, but to test the student. So and that is to encourage the student to internalize the knowledge so that they can pass the exam. So just like there are multiple choices in exam, so similarly life also has multiple choices. Now in life, of course, the choices are not so black and white. If you can have a choice which is right, you can have the choice which is also right but less right. You can have a choice which is totally wrong, you can have a choice which is slightly less wrong also. But we have choices to make, and these choices are there because we have freedom. We have been given free will, because without free will we would just be like robots. And there's no meaning to existence as robots. So we are given free will so that we can ultimately reciprocate love. We can love and be loved. We can love each other and we can love God. So in that we can experience deep fulfillment. That free will requires the the very existence of free will requires also the capacity to exercise that free will. You know, if a boy says to a girl, you know, you are free, but if you don't love me, I will throw acid on your face. That is not freedom. That is not freedom. So free will means there is a capacity to exercise the free will also. So based on the way different people have exercised their free will, they will either go up on spiritual evolution or they may go down in their spiritual evolution. So that's how, because different people are at different levels in their spiritual evolution, that's why at the start of our life, not all of us have spiritual inclinations. But wherever we are right now, if we get spiritual association, if we get spiritual friends, if we get some spiritual wisdom, we can, from wherever we are, we can evolve and move upwards spiritually. Does that answer your question? Or your question is slightly different?
I don't know. I mean, my question was that why is not...